This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leading House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump Tuesday. They accuse him of abusing his office for personal political gain and obstructing the congressional impeachment inquiry. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says that Democrats are acting in the public interest by seeking to hold President Trump accountable.
No one, not even the president, is above the law.
And President Trump says that House Democrats will be making a big mistake if they vote yes for the articles of impeachment.
Well, I think the Democrats, I can't imagine they vote for it because we did nothing wrong. There was absolutely nothing done wrong.
Nadler says his panel will consider the allegations in the next few days, possibly voting on the articles of impeachment by the end of the week. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's again told Russia and other nations to stay out of U.S. elections. AP Sagar-Magani.
The American intelligence community says Russia interfered on Donald Trump's behalf during the 2016 race. On his first visit to Washington in 2.5 years, top Russian diplomat Sergei Lavrov again called that baseless.
No one has given us this proof because simply does not exist.
During a joint news conference before coming here to the White House, Pompeo says he made the U.S. position on election interference clear.
It's unacceptable.
Saying the Trump administration will always work to protect election integrity.
Period.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Somali security forces have shot to death 5 attackers who officials say were behind a raid Tuesday evening on an upscale hotel near the presidential palace. Officials say at least 5 people were killed in the attack. Scores of people were apparently rescued as a result. The International Court of Justice opened a historic 3-day hearing Tuesday into accusations of genocide brought against Myanmar over the military's brutal 2017 crackdown against the Rohingya Muslims. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is criticizing FBI Director Christopher Wray one day after the U.S. Justice Department's independent inspector general said it did not uncover any evidence of political partisanship when the FBI started investigating communications between Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in 2016. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Attorney General William Barr says the meat of the report was on the conduct of the Russia investigation.
It quickly became apparent that it was a travesty. And there were many abuses, and that's by far the most important part of the report.
The Justice Department's Inspector General said in the report the FBI was justified in opening an investigation in 2016 into suspected ties between Mr. Trump's election campaign and Russia, saying officials had enough evidence to authorize the inquiry. Top officials from Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed a fresh trade pact Tuesday. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. trade representative.
It is the best trade agreement in history. I think it's going to do the most for manufacturing in this region. It's going to do the most for farmers in this region. It's digital trade and e-commerce provisions are the gold standard.
And that signing ceremony took place in Mexico City. New Zealand police say the 8 people still unaccounted for after a volcanic eruption on a small island popular with tourists are likely dead. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
New Zealand police launched an investigation on Tuesday after a volcanic eruption on a tiny island popular with tourists. Operation Commander John Timms also warned the 8 people still missing on White Island are likely dead.
We can never say 100%, but I would strongly suggest that there is no one that has survived on the island.
27 of the 31 people injured suffered severe burns, the government said. Amid fears, some could succumb to those wounds.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The U.S. government misled the public about failures in Afghanistan's war, according to a published report. More from AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post show ever-changing U.S. strategy and misstatements about the state of the war in Afghanistan across 3 White House administrations. The Post obtained thousands of pages of documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. It accessed interviews conducted in a lessons learned project by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The project, known as SIGAR, has produced 7 reports so far. According to the Post, John Sopko, the head of SIGAR, admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.